wow. It's bruising out there, Daddy Miho.
And I love the smell of civil war in the morning.
So are we really enemies with Fine Gael now, boss?
Oh, for sure.
Even though we're scoring them on the dance floor of coalitions for the last 8 years.
No, it's all real. Of course it's real, yeah.
The venom, the cutting remarks.
It's about what's at stake, young Jack Shomra. You see, when we govern together, only the citizens can get harmed by our ability to ban Jack's everything.
But in an election?
It's our six figures and pensions on the line, and that means holy war. TikTok, Harris, you can destroy housing and health, but don't you dare mess with our bloodline right to pass on a Dáil gold mine to our children and our cousins.
At least our manifesto has gone down well, by which I mean nobody noticed it.
That's it. Keep it busy and they can't keep up. We've even announced a Department of Domestic Affairs, whatever that is.
Handy for all the domestics between our two parties fighting over how much we agree.
But also we're going to decriminalise drugs for personal use. Drugs.
Oh, because when the bills start pouring in after our pre-election top-ups are cut off next year, they're going to need something to take the edge off, yeah?
That's right. Something for people to do while waiting another 14 years for us to fix housing. Not cocaine or heroin, just the other stuff, you know. Yorks and Molly, Benzos, Bosco biscuits.
Are you making these...
Scooby snacks and goys, Billy Batty bickies, you know.
Free GP care for under 12s?
Right.
Can we actually?
Yeah, that's just adding more children to our nationwide treasure hunt.
The what?
If you can magically find a doctor in the state accepting new patients, you'll get free GP care for under 12s, but best of luck with it, like.
We will build 60,000 homes a year from 2030, here.
I know, there's a very substantial increase in our promise from 4.5 years ago, which was broken due to COVID, the bike shed, the portal, the RT flip-flops, various unforeseen bits and bobs in terms of...
A tax credit for gym memberships. Now, who is that aimed at?
Your lot. You know, the nightclub crowd, always in their spandex.
The who?
Pumping irons in LED-lit mirrored rooms, preening.
What are you even...
You know, your crowd, the LGBGs, the gay people.
They're not my crowd. I told you before, I'm not cool.
What?
I think it's this face with this fringe. It's serving Mormon energy.
Oh, that's another promise in the manifesto. A new energy minister?
Sorry, a new energy. Is that slogan not already...
Jeepers, we didn't think that one through. We meant a new minister for energy. Shag it.
Oh my God. FFFG really are just the same. Like that film Face Off.
Even I've seen that film, Jack. Anna, you're right. You're not cool. Your tote's not on fleek at all in terms of...
And finally, more guards and prison officers.
Yes, to arrest and jail all the stressed mothers and others committing offences while hopped up on Bosco biscuits, as outlined earlier. Like.
And that's it?
That's it. Michal mic drop, like.
Mr. President, sir, may I introduce you, Mr. President?
All right, quit the hollering.
Sir!
How's that?
Great to be here. What a victory, wow.
Oh, it's yourself. You've lost weight, man.
Well, that's a bunch of Martin Luther Burger King you're talking to. What a loser he was.
He had a dream, sure.
Always sleeping, lazy.
Oh, there you are, you lumpy cur. You know, you should have a bust.
You're right, I should. I should
have. Because of all the times you went that way, hurdy, her.
Look, I'm too tired to be nasty today, Sleepy Joe. Why don't I just ease my hiney into this big-ass chair and we do the...
Sure.
Wow, it's so hot in here, wow.
It's a big roaring fire piled high with turf for the Irish welcome.
Unbelievable.
Also a subtle metaphor for the next 4 years.
Oh, that's right, you're Irish. We'll get ready to be turfed out.
Well, I love nothing more than a big hearty plate of mashed turf, so you'll have to try harder than that if you want...
No, I meant deportation, mass deportation.
I'm Irish.
It's true.
We'll just sneak back in and overstay on a tourist visa, like we've done for 150 years.
Yeah, it's true. Half the MAGA crowd are Irish, bigly. It's how most of the racism got in, believe me. The best racism.
Enough malarkey. Yeah. Thanks for coming, man.
Okay, well.
The last guy didn't even show up for the transistor of power.
Wait, what? No, that was me. You stole the election, remember? No one ever saw anything as...
Where is that radio?
What? It's... I don't know. You know, I'm so tired.
Oh. No time for big Billy Belly Bop jazz on the transistor.
Sorry, what?
Thanks for the handover, man. I can't wait to get started.
What?
So much to do. No joke.
Wait, no. You're transitioning to me. Is that right? I know what it sounds super woke.
What's that? I'm awake. Who's trans?
What?
My pronouns are sleepy and petty. Never stares. Never the stairs.
I don't know what's going on. I'm so beat. What's that lump on the carpet? Hey, would you believe it's my canned cheese I lost in 2017. It's still here where I left it. Best before 2049. What a great country. Did you get rid of my Diet Coke button? What does this do?
Good Lord, don't touch that.
Oh, what?
It's the button for the immersion.
Wow. It's right next to the button that sends arms to Netanyahu.
Well, don't I know it.
Right.
I went to Camp David this one time. I thought I left the immersion on all the way through spring break.
Whoa.
Phew. When I got back, I realized it was only the other button.
I'm so tired.
Now, as you'll see, the place has no corners. It's been that way since before to stop Roosevelt peeing in the corners after he had too many happy hours.
What? Happy meals, what?
What?
I won't be doing Camp David. Elon won't let me. He says it sounds gay. Super gay.
Ah, but the days should be long and gay here. Ew. Do you ever walk into a room and forget what you came in for?
Not me. I got a huge IQ. They say I'm a 10. A 10 IQ.
It happened to me in January 2021.
What did?
When I came in and try to remember why I was in the... I've been here ever since, man. I think I came in for, 2 weeks. Was... What do I want to say?
Right.
Finally beat Medicare.
You know what's unbelievable? I didn't remember it being this small in here. I mean, Arnold Palmer couldn't even swing his...
Ah, what? Oh, Mr. President, there you are. Well, it's time to get going. I got a lot of plans for my first term.
All right, comrades, we'll be stopping for a loo break very shortly.
Not me. I never want a break from the Medi Loo.
I'd say there are some very frightening people on buses. Cullen Ann, you look like someone who would know.
No, everyone is always lovely, boy.
That's because he's the one they're scared of.
That's true.
Look at us laughing, you know. I'm enjoying the selection.
Aye.
Jiving, minkling, picking up housing. Mm. I don't want to jinx anything, but are we back or...
I keep hearing journos on the radio saying not to write us off.
The same ones who wrote us off for 6 months, yeah.
If things keep going this way, I'll be down a pub in Waterford shouting, "Up the rah!" Once again.
Cool that, maybe. It's just that I'd booked myself in for an all-inclusive spa break for November 30th, but now looks like I may have to be around for performative government formation talks.
Ooh, can I go to those?
You can for the photo op. I'll let you walk down Kildare Street holding a binder.
Yes.
Well, let's not get too carried away. There are 2 weeks left. Well, what's the game plan for the leaders' debate? Or should I say the 10-vehicle pile-up?
Housing. And more housing bikes.
Okay, great. Wonderful. And what is that again?
It's all outlined in the booklet that we sent to every house in the country.
Oh, got it. Brilliant. That one, yes.
A home of your own.
I think I put that in the green bin. Just give me grinds on it, Pierce.
Well, first of all, we're going to abolish Help to Buy.
Could we not abolish something with a less obvious enticing name?
We'll amend the affordable home scheme.
And that will work by...
The homeowner owns the property, but not the land underneath.
So you get the gaff, but not the garden. It becomes what? Some sort of commie allotment?
No,
but...
And the council would also own a share of the property, so it's not flipped on.
Ugh, does that mean you have to open your semi-D to the public on Culture Night?
No.
I wouldn't fancy that, although it would be nice to pry in like Amanda Bone.
No, it's just a series of amendments.
You
it's
know what?
What?
Let's leave the hucklebucking to me, and I'll leave the bluffing to you.
Right,
we'll give you a Medi Loo break.
Exactly.
We're arriving at the rest stop now.
Has anyone else noticed that there are only Circle K's and Apple Greens now?
What?
It's a two petrol station system. It's like there's no room for the smaller stations.
Right.
There's some sort of metaphor there for the Irish political system, I'm sure.
Like Sinn Féin will be your third petrol station option.
Yes.
Not bad.
We will serve you those gourmet sausage rolls the size of your head when you're hanging and let you use our jacks when you're bursting.
We're back, baby, and nothing's going to stop us.
Hey!
Just one fly in the ointment.
Ugh, what is it now?
Say Nothing on Disney Plus, the telly series about Jerry and the Troubles.
Well, that's, I mean, it's...
Rave reviews.
We can use it to bolster our victim complex. I mean, it could have been worse.
Worse than the monk running again you.
Yeah.
Really?
The Disney show might have cast a hot Jerry Adams.
Oh.
Now that I couldn't live with the idea of.
No, ugh, dear, boy.
I can't even... Not even.
Frank.
Welcome back. Now, Gladiator 2 is out this weekend. Listen, this is a great to see a split-headed Irish lad leading a blockbuster, Gary Murphy.
Well, indeed, Charlie Haughey launched his November 1982 election, I think it was, in a dance hall called the Coliseum, and he was known to refer to party members as slaves and women as plebeians.
Yeah, I'll leave the election stuff out, please, now.
Right.
Will fellas be wearing leather skirts now, Terry Prone?
I certainly can't wear leather anymore, Brendan, because the weight tends to snap my arms at the elbow.
Gladiator is going to be the worst sequel since Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
ale fully merged after confidence and supply.
And the reason... No, because the broadcast rules are going to have to mention all the other parties running.
But
Sinn Féin, Labour, Sock Dems, Greens, Indie Ireland, and People Before Profit, People After Profit, Christian Solidarity Party, the Christian Soldering Iron Party, and a party that's just a cat avatar with a rainbow shooting out of its head. Now, back to Gladiator.
Didn't someone have a Paul Mescal lookalike contest?
In fact, in 87, I think it was a scarecrow in Balladreen with E.T.'s face drawn on the inside of a turnip won a Paddock Flynn lookalike contest. Ooh. The farmer was given such a trashing he broke his finger and couldn't phone home.
Fascinating. The Paul Mescal one is sponsored by Lidl's.
Right, we're not mentioning any supermarkets, Lenny.
Sorry, it could be Aldi.
For feck's sake, right. Other supermarkets in the state include Supervalue, Dunnes, Tesco, Spar, Mays, Central London.
This is ridiculous. I thought the moratorium rules were lifted.
I say you go to stay in a moratorium once a year, Terry.
I do. I really do.
I remember Vincent Brown, I think it was, nearly broke the moratorium in the late 90s. He thought his microphone was off on the radio. He was chatting about Pat Rabbit, who used an arm wrestle to decide whether Labour would put a tax on donkey jackets, I think it was.
Did he win, though?
All right. Pat Rabbit, of course, won. Very strong arms, thanks to the summer he spent caber tossing in the Soviet Union. Yeah, apologies there for Gary mentioning Labour and also caber tossing. Are there any other Highland games we have to note? Anyway, moving on.
Yes.
The Booker Prize was announced this week, lads.
Of course, we had an Irish winner last year.
We could have an Irish winner again next year because Mr. Tato has a new book out.
Thank you, Emma. Now we'll have to mention all the other Tatos. Mr. Perry's, Walker, KP, McCoy's, Hunky Dory's, Okie Dokie's, Northern Tatos, the independent Chris Kyo's.
You know, can't you say Chris are vegan now?
Why'd you have to go and say vegans?
Oh, sorry.
We're also acknowledging the existence of vegetarians, pescatarians, celiacs, people who just don't like onions, flexitarians, people who are a bit up themselves and won't eat gluten anymore, macrobiotic.
Lactose intolerance.
I'm calcium intolerant on account of all the titanium in the system.
Yeah, but that's only important for children, I think.
Oh, Holly Cairns must be having her child soon.
And look, we can't be mentioning candidates' names.
Well, she's very pregnant. I was wondering what would happen if she went into labour. Sorry.
We have to do this again, right?
Almighty.
Also running for election, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, Anto Party. No, Anto. The Anto Party, Independent Ireland, People Before Profit, People After Profit, the bloody shite off party. I can't be bothered anymore.
The general election finally arrived after the kind of long wait that would wither the wish of a banshee. I hit the trail with my trademark glee for portraying Ireland as a nation of people with the one eyebrow stretching from ear to ear and with nicknames that put them two stages behind us on Darwin's theory of evolution.
Delighted to be here in whatever hellhole this quagmire is.
It began with Ryanair rampager Michael O'Leary launching Peter Burke's campaign by trashing random respectable professions.
Of course, teachers are a shower of weepy wainstring, midterm mitching, photocopier humping twits. Who couldn't run anything but a room of what they call children, or as I like to call them, scratch card market share blockers. Now that said, I do love teachers because
would this mean ruin for Fine Gael's bulgy Burke's chances, we mused. Fortunately for him, no one knows who he is, despite hiding out in the cabinet for months. Meanwhile, in Monaghan, the Fine Gael leader, Simon Banger Harris, stopped off at a music shop where he was schooled in the borderland's most beloved pastime after driving without road tax. Jiving.
Hey there, give us an early dance from the shop woman there, you e-scut ya.
Well, I really don't think it's a good idea. I
fling him around there now, missus, that's it. Give his wee bones a good old rattle.
Oh no, stop, please, stop.
What's happening?
My arms are gonna fall.
Then it was time to change partners as Mary Lou McDonald arrived in the shop with a Sinn Féin candidate. I forget who. Let's call them Diesel McDermott.
They didn't teach us this at private school, but it's basically strong-arming and stamping my foot, right?
Okay, yes. Yeah. Let's do this. Whoa. Is that all you've got? Come on, faster. Faster, I tell you. I can take it. Whoa. Yeah.
After rescheduling his own visit to Monaghan until that woman has a day off, Michael the Crank Martin continued his own hobby of beating small children in a range of sporting disciplines.
Did you see me? I destroyed the little ones at a rugby, tennis, sprinting as well. At a very, very slow in terms of, I'm actually nearly considering cancelling their grant if they don't book up, like, in terms of, to be fair.
Back in Wicklow, the Fine Gael leader hosted an Insta Live in which he revealed his favourite takeaway is cod, chips and curry sauce, proving that man has never been to a chipper. Does Simon Harris even exist if there's no videographer around to record him, I wonder?
Hello, followers. I just want to keep you up to date with all the important things I'm doing today. I've just been to the toilet for a tinkle, and when my party returns to power, we're going to really, really ramp up support in this country for the hand dryers that don't work, for the roly-roly towel things that don't roly-roly, and sometimes in hotels where they have those tiny bins which fall over and you step in them. Ah! There's nothing worse. New energy, new plans, and post.
Food was on the menu in the heart of Kerry as well, where the Healy Rays brand of homespun folksy tradition paired with ruthless capitalism was evident as Michael Healy Ray ate ham in a car you can't afford.
This recording is... Tis a privilege every 5 years to make out that I'm a plain person like all of ye unfortunates out there, not to have been born into a zany brand that basically licks itself and talks out of both sides of its mouth all on its own. I have beside me here a cut of bacon.
Meanwhile, the A2 party launched its immigration policy, which is basically somebody posting late at night on their Facebook, thinking it was a private WhatsApp group. But all eyes are on the tension between the coalition partners as they grow increasingly personalised.
The best way to recover from a day's blackouting for the blue shirts is leaping into the waves of me pelt. I do. I use the thing afterwards as well in terms of...
Back on Micheál Martin's busy beat, the Thornisher revealed he owns a dry robe, his latest shot in the war to steal votes away from Fine Gael.
Well, I'm not at all surprised. Everybody knows the dry robe demographic are all voting number one for Jennifer Cara McNeil and number two for Jennifer Cara McNeil. Eyebrows who live up the road from her. End of story. Thank you.
Micheál completed a rampant few days by brewing bubble tea, hooking a duck at a fairground, and calling bingo numbers for a bunch of older women.
Let me see here now. Two fat ladies. That's definitely our demographic, what? I'm shameless. I'm going full Kamala Harris. I am. I suppose I'll have to announce him after getting a shotgun next.
Barry Lenehan. Two more weeks to go, and 1,000 troglodyte nicknames to slap my knee to on the election campaign. Pain trail for drive time.
I use the apps, they're malogen.
We're on. This weekend, the Boys of Green will crash out of the Nations League at Wembley, where the Republic of Ireland play England at home. It's never an easy fixture, is it, Brian Kerr?
No, Des, it's a pain in the hoop because you can't bring your flair onto the plane, so you've either got to go by the ferry or try to get your hands on one over there.
Where would you get your flair in London?
I'm up around Finsbury Park or Wood Green at the Archway. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, they've about 14 Crumlins over there. You're spoiled for choice in London.
Right.
And you know yourself, Des, we're going to lose, but it'll be a day out.
Yeah, we had a great day out last Saturday in Newbridge for the Leinster Club Football Championship. Those of us in Coola, anyway.
Yous are the poshest goodiers and all, sport, Des. What with your private darts and all?
Yeah, we had another Coola Express. We travelled from Torquay direct. It was very convenient. In fact, at this stage, I nearly think the whole 10 billion Metrolink plan is just to get Coola to matches against Na Fianna.
And were you allowed to bring your flares on board the Éireann Road Coola?
Well, we had wine and cheese and crackers, and I found an olive in me coleslaw.
Sounds melodious. Yeah. Anyway, you'd need to be blading dual lally to expect anything other than an England victory on Sunday. Yeah. We've Seamus Coleman back, and that is a positive.
And Coleman very much back in fashion thanks to Cillian Murphy.
And England have injury problems, but I still reckon we might as well have our backsides in a stamped addressed envelope, Des.
What?
Because we'll be getting them handed back to us.
Yeah, lots of speculation we might see Roy Keane's son-in-law to be in an England shirt.
Oh.
That's Southampton's Bellis. It'll give the pundits something to talk about anyway, maybe take their minds off Gary Lineker's retirement.
And he's only a young fella, Des.
Yeah, he's only 64, very much there below Herlihy, though.
But he didn't have a catchphrase like Okie Doke, did he?
I think Lineker's was something like, the Tories are a bastion of cruelty, tub-thumping right-wing populism, culture wars and a vacuum of introspection.
A couple of bangers in there, Des, to be fair. Come here. Did I tell you I had to do a Heimer Hallgrimsson manoeuvre on a fella there last week?
I think it's the Heimlich.
Yeah, he was choking on the chicken ball in the back of the taxi.
Yeah, more likely an olive in my experience.
You what?
Thanks, Brian.
Alright, tell me when, lads. Oh yeah. Hello and welcome to Upfront with me, Kay Hannon.
There's a voice in my ear telling me we're live. Tonight it's a big housing debate featuring far too many people. End applause. Right, Dara Bryan, would you like to lean in so we can see if your head fits on the screen?
Yeah, me loaf goes back generations, it does.
It doesn't fit.
In school concerts, I always played the tree.
We'll move on to Eoin O'Brien. So, yes. What would a Sinn Féin government do different, Eoin?
But first of all, it's great to be on a programme where I don't have to talk about Brian Stanley, but...
Get on with it.
We would dump the Help to Buy scheme, which is an inflationary measure and should be put out of its misery.
Dara.
Help to Buy will never die. There's the old Dara gets it done energy back.
What? Okay, thanks. I'm going over here now to Ivana. Any crack, Batchik? Thanks, Katie.
Help the boy forever!
Labour will phase that scheme out gradually over a number of years, and that's
except if Labour wants to. That is, Michal's on the WhatsApp. He's after sending me the constipated red face emoji.
Minister, that's actually the angry face.
Wow, I really need to stop sending that to me spads when I'm late for meetings, so...
That's right, the voice in my ear is telling me to speak to the audience now. Sinead, where are you? Sinead?
Oh, over here.
Yeah, you've been homeless for over a year now. How are you finding it?
I feel like the government just doesn't care about people like me.
Ah, Lord save us. Pascal.
Let me just say to Sandra...
I got her name wrong. It's Mairead.
Yeah, it's Sinead, actually.
Oh, diddums.
Yeah, well, we both did the same amount of wrongness to Imelda.
Sinead.
Only his was more wronger than mine.
And that's this coalition's dynamic in a nutshell right there.
Well, you certainly know I care. I made mini venison macarons this morning. Fine Gael doesn't care, you know.
This is the Sinn Féin lie. I do have compassion in all of my dimply doos and my nose is cute as a button. And on the inside, I am crying because I care. But on the outside, my finance dancing has all been from landlords and big investment funds.
Okay, thank you, Pat.
Hi, landlords. Love you guys.
Yeah, I've been told to rein in my wide-eyed terror and move over here to Rory Hare and Social Democrats. Rory,
you have to treat the housing crisis like it's an emergency. Our policy is so filled with compassion that I am constantly on the verge of tears every time I speak on this issue.
And you're not a bad-looking fella. Richard Boy Barrett, is he here? The voice wants him now. Go on, Richard Boy Barrett.
Well, my party, Katie, will declare an intifada on the rogue landlord firms who have armed themselves with tax breaks and continue to blockade progress via policies imported from the United States through Shannon without any government oversight.
Sorry, there's lots of people all talking at the same time in my ear now for the control booth. The Middle East alarms are going off, lads. Can you turn that off?
Wow.
Okay, I'm been told to spin around now here.
Oh, sorry,
the other way, right. wrap-ups from everyone, please. Eoin first.
I have to say, I'd like to go for a glass of Cremant with Rory Hurd.
No, I'm sorry. Gary Gannon won't let me go out until we take over Labour.
I think Rory means merger, not a take.
No, him. I meant take over. I mean, what have ye left to merge, Ivana?
Well,
Alan Kelly's sweat patches and the drippings of Jed Nash?
That's fair. All right, the minister's winded himself now. Go
on. I hope whoever is the Fianna Fáil housing minister next time will carry on my legacy of shouting over anyone with me various housing schemes that are working about as well as the efforts to rebrand Malahide, the Ducky of the North Side.
Right, yeah.
Right, I'm going.
Pascal?
I'm up way past my bedtime and past my chances of a job in Europe. Call me Ursula.
I just say landlords only want to send sheriffs to evict people with a big net and yahoos.
Ah, geez, I see what you're doing now. We have to go.
Now
look at camera
breaking
one and say
world.
Good night and applause. Thank you all very much.
Off the Ball on News Talk, brought to you by The Manosphere.
USA.
Hello and welcome. USA. It's Bloke Presenter here, joined by my indistinguishable sidekicks, one of whom appears to be sporting. Is that a MAGA hat?
Yeah, it's a new era. Go Bloke or go Broke.
That was actually News Talk's original slogan back in the day.
No way.
What's going on?
You see, lads' podcasts all seem to be going a bit Trumpy, so we thought it's time we did too. I'm actually on the fence and waiting to see what Carl Mullen does, because he has the same voice as every fella in their 30s. So
yeah, he likes cars, so he's halfway there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, fair cop.
Anyway, we've plenty of sports to discuss. Liverpool are top of the league, but embroiled in a controversy over a ref who called Jurgen Klopp a German C word. Terrible, really.
Actually, it's great to see blokes feel emboldened to live their truth again. I'm actually spitting on the ground again and all.
I am.
Hock to it on that thing or what?
Love that podcast. Oh, mate.
Okay, now not a great start to the Autumn Internationals for Ireland. They lost to New Zealand after a poor performance.
Bunch of beta cooks, if you ask me.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, what is this language you're using?
I saw it on X. People talk it down, but it's actually a class website, so it is.
It's really not.
To be fair, I actually got some great crypto tips there.
Yeah, I took the deposit I'd save for a house and invested it in Dogecoin.
Go away.
I did.
Now, the week's big sports story is, of course, the fight between Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. Unfortunately, it's the undercard to a novelty fight between a disgraced convicted criminal and a COVID-denying YouTuber. So
have some respect for Mike Tyson, yeah?
Yeah, Jake Paul is class as well. Yeah.
What is wrong with you, lad? Anyway, here's a clip of Katie ahead of the fight.
Well, I'm delighted, you know, and excited. And I believe, Jesus.
he's in my corner and he's going to be there with me when I beat the head off that other one. So I'm looking forward to it, thank God.
Yeah, fellas, any thoughts?
Well, very shrill voice there. Can't be listening to her.
Sorry, what?
Don't worry, man. You can say those things now. We're allowed.
No, you can't.
He's right. Trump, we have a Trump mandate. Yeah, woke is dead.
I despair. Anyway, after the break, Rory McIlroy says Elon Musk is the smartest man in the world. Oh, we've lost him too.
Ah, what a legend. Total goat.
Sport truly is dead.
Do you know who we should bring back now? Who, go on. George Hook.
Oh, okay.
Class. Big love for that man.
All right, I'm sending you guys to therapy. Thank you very much for inviting me for a chat, TikTok Teach.
Well, it's only because there's no one else left. Walk with me.
Okay, but why are we walking? And also, can you slow down?
I can't stop moving or else I'll be found out. I mean to say, I'm like a shark.
Or like a maggot.
Now, this Michael O'Leary thing was a disaster. Angry teachers?
Our voters don't care. They drive those giant Volvos to school that blocks all the footpaths.
Block.
They would love jeering teachers.
And do we have too many teachers in the Dáil?
Yes, and not nearly enough landlords. I was corporate sales, whereas you didn't even have a profession.
How dare you? I'm a career influencer. What? We have to block endorsements.
We don't really do endorsements in Ireland. We do disdorsements.
I'm sorry, what?
Like when government parties get dissed by Cher and LCD Sound System or Brendan Gleeson and Colin Meaney, Mark Ruffalo.
Ugh, our only celeb supporters have been Twink, Mr. Tato for Helen, plus Ivan Yates' man breath.
It's not all bad. You did look cute when your new energy sign fell off the podium.
What?
Cute and clueless.
No. I'm here to win likes and shares, not become a star of Fail Army.
That's you've been framed for YouTube, isn't it?
In fact, the only lucky thing is that no one is talking about the cost of living for you.
Ha! I know! The media are like rescue dogs let out in a park for the first time. They'll follow any old bone you throw them. Look!
Yes.
The two parties are fighting! Go fetch!
Can you believe food is now so expensive? Gangs are stealing cheese. WTF!
The world really is ending, and it smells like smelly socks.
Hopefully everyone also continues to forget the children's hospital black hole that I signed the contract for.
Where BAM collect their weekly payments like the cash in that windy box at the end of the Crystal Maze.
You know, a man stopped me on the street to say we made people homeless.
Oopsie.
What rubbish. That was the fault of the banking collapse 16 years ago. We were only elected 14 years ago. What could I possibly do about it?
Well, you are in power, so...
Don't be ridiculous. I'm not in power. I'm the vibes guy.
You are literally the Taoiseach.
No, I'm cosplay Taoiseach, like in a movie. I'm Taoiseach for the camera, but when the camera stops rolling, I just fret and panic about what my script will be next week.
What?
I've said too much.
Script? I think you mean policies.
No, I meant my script. How dare you? Let me finish. If you let me finish...
I wasn't stopping you from finishing.
There you go again, you're shouting me down. Always.
I have never shouted in my life, not even every morning when I wake up from my dream as head of the IMF and realise I'm still in this shabby cabinet.
No. If you'd let me explain, I'd stop yelling at me, please, like a gentleman.
Oh, I see. You're doing that thing you do when confronted on the street by angry, informed voters.
It's cosplay canvas heckler defender. I really, really know how to keep my cool because I'm not angry about things, because I don't know about things.
Right. And that's why you keep running around to avoid stopping long enough to do anything of substance.
Yes.
Gotcha.
17 constituencies in 7 hollow days. Success.
And I used to be the Forrest Gump funny man. Oh well.